Persuasion by Jane Austen. Retold by Rachel Bladen. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2011. Chapter 1. The Elliots of Kellynch Hall. Sir Walter Elliot of Kellynch Hall in Somerset only ever read one book. The Baronetage, a book about all the baronets in England. He always started the book at the same page, which read, Elliot of Kellynch Hall. Walter Elliot, born 1760, married Elizabeth, 1784, died 1800. Three children, Elizabeth, born 1785, Anne, born 1787, Mary, born 1791. Following this, there was a history of the Elliot family. Then, at the end of the page, it read, Family Home, Kellynch Hall in Somerset. When Sir Walter was upset about something, he always read this page. And reading about his family always made him feel better. Vanity was the most important part of Sir Walter's character. He was a baronet. He knew that he was very good-looking too. Because he had beauty and a baronetage, he thought that he was a very important man. Perhaps because of these two things, he had found a very good wife for himself. Lady Elliot's character was much better than Sir Walter's. She was kind and sensible, and she was a good wife and mother. She also had a good friend called Lady Russell, who lived near the family in Kellynch Lodge, and helped Lady Elliot with her daughters. After 17 years of marriage, Lady Elliot sadly died. When she died, her three daughters were only 10, 14, and 16 years old. Luckily, these three girls were not left alone with their vain, silly father. Lady Russell was there to look after them. She was a very important friend to the Elliots, and she loved the three girls very much. Many people expected Lady Russell and Sir Walter to marry after Lady Elliot died. In fact, they did not marry. Lady Russell loved all the girls, but Anne was her favourite. Lady Russell could see Lady Elliot's kind character in Anne, but not in her sisters. It was now 13 years since Lady Elliot had died, and for Lady Russell, Anne had become a great friend. For Sir Walter, however, Anne was not important. He was most interested in his eldest daughter, Elizabeth. Elizabeth was very good-looking and very like her father in character. She had become the mistress of Kellynch Hall when her mother died, and Sir Walter would do anything for her. His other daughters were much less important to him. His youngest daughter, Mary, had married a man from a good country family and had become Mrs. Charles Musgrove. Because of this, she was now a little more important to Sir Walter. But Anne, who was clever and had a lovely character, was nobody to her father or her older sister. They did not listen to her. She was just Anne. Anne Elliot had been a very pretty girl when she was young, but had lost her beauty early. Sir Walter no longer expected her to marry well. But Elizabeth, Miss Elliot, was still beautiful now, at 29 years old. Sir Walter continued to believe that she would marry into a family as important as his own. Elizabeth herself knew that she was still beautiful. But she had been mistress of Kellynch Hall for 13 years now. For 13 years, she had opened every ball in and around Kellynch, and she had spent 13 springs in London with her father. Elizabeth felt that she was getting older, and she needed to find a good baronet for a husband soon. At one time, Elizabeth had hoped to marry her cousin, William Elliot. This cousin was Sir Walter Elliot's heir, because Elizabeth did not have any brothers. Sir Walter had always planned that Elizabeth would marry William. Elizabeth first met her cousin in London when she was still very young, and she liked him very much. At that time, Sir Walter invited William to Kellynch Hall, but he never came. The next year, Sir Walter and Elizabeth saw William again in London and invited him once more. But again, he did not come, and soon after this, they heard that William was married. He had married a woman who was rich, but was not from a good family. Sir Walter was not pleased about this marriage. William was his heir. Why had he not spoken to Sir Walter before marrying? But William did not seem sorry. He showed that he was not at all worried about the Elliots' feelings. The Elliot family did not see William or hear from him any more. They heard that his wife had now died. But they also knew from friends that William talked very badly about the Elliot family. It was clear that he did not care about the baronetage which he was going to inherit. Sir Walter's family were not pleased with William Elliot. Elizabeth was getting older, and she spent a lot of time thinking about it. She was worrying about something else too. Sir Walter had problems with money. Lady Elliot had always been very careful with their money. However, after she died, no one had stopped Sir Walter from spending too much. He did not tell Elizabeth about the problem at first, but he could not hide it from her for long.
"Is there a way that we can spend a little less money?" Sir Walter had asked Elizabeth the year before while they were in London. Elizabeth thought of a few ideas. They would not buy new furniture for the house, they would give less money to the poor, and they would not bring a present back from London for Anne. But the problem was much bigger than Elizabeth had thought. Sir Walter had to tell her that these small changes would not be enough to help them. Their friend, Lady Russell, tried to help. She wanted Sir Walter and Elizabeth to save money without making too many difficult changes to their lives. With Anne's help, Lady Russell made a list of changes for the family. But when Sir Walter and Elizabeth heard Lady Russell's ideas, they were appalled.
"What?" cried Sir Walter. "Fewer trips to London, fewer horses, fewer servants, fewer everything. I will not be able to live like a gentleman. No, I would rather leave Kellynch Hall now than live like that."
After a few days of talking and thinking, it was decided that Sir Walter would leave Kellynch Hall. The Elliots talked about going to London, Bath, or another house in the countryside. Anne wanted to move to a smaller house in the countryside so she could still be near her sister Mary and Lady Russell. She did not like Bath. But as usual, Sir Walter and Elizabeth did not listen to Anne. They decided to go to Bath. Lady Russell had to disagree with Anne. She could see that it would be too difficult for Sir Walter to live in a smaller house near Kellynch.
Lady Russell spent some time in Bath every winter, and she felt that the change would be good for Anne. Anne stayed at home too much, Lady Russell thought, and she should meet more people. Lady Russell wanted the Elliots to move to Bath for another reason too. Elizabeth had become very good friends with a clever young woman called Mrs. Clay. Mrs. Clay was not from an important family. She had also married badly and was not with her husband anymore. But she knew how to please everyone at Kellynch Hall. Elizabeth listened to Mrs. Clay much more than she listened to her own sister Anne. Lady Russell thought that Mrs. Clay was a dangerous friend for Elizabeth. She hoped that by moving to Bath, the Elliots would leave Mrs. Clay behind.